Blackstone Audiobooks presents Death at Wentwater Court, a Daisy Dalrymple mystery by Carola Dunn. Prologue. Midnight at Ciro's. The strains of the Charleston died away amid applause for the colored band. As a babble of talk and laughter arose, the young man led his partner from the dance floor. The older man, watching him, noted that his well-cut evening togs were slightly rumpled, his face too red even for the aftermath of the vigorous dance. The youthful tart, hanging on his arm, didn't seem to care, though an excess of face paint made it difficult to be sure. Her spangled low-waisted frock was short in defiance of fashion, which this season had sunk hems back to near the ankle. With her shingled hair and the dangling bead necklace, she might be either a chorus girl or a bright young thing. With a contemptuous sneer, the watcher approached and accosted her partner.
"A word with you, old chap."
The young man regarded him with sullen dislike.
"Hang it all, can't it wait?"
His words were slurred. "I have just learned that you're going down to Hampshire tomorrow."
"Yes, the governor insists on all the family turning up for Christmas, but I'll be back in town in a fortnight. What's the hurry?"
"I've taken a fancy to see your ancestral acres. Invite me."
"Dash it, I can't do that. Here, Gloria, you go on back to our table."
He gave the girl a light swat on her rear end, clad in pink artificial silk. A chorus girl, then. Carmen, lips pouting, she obeyed but glanced back as she went and gave the older man the come-hither look of a would-be vamp.
"I suppose my sister put you up to this," her escort continued sulkily.
"You may suppose what you please, I want an invitation."
"The pattern'll think it deuced odd."